Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In the Mid-Cities, police holding a suspect after two explosives were set off last night near a bridge in Bedford. The update from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
An unidentified man has been arrested in connection to a couple of explosions last night in Bedford. Police say an explosive device under Forest Ridge Drive went off yesterday around 5 p.m. Police found a second device nearby, and a team was brought in to destroy it. People in the area report hearing both explosions. This woman says it was a frightening experience.
It wasn't until I heard the second bomb at 10 p.m., around 10 p.m., that I actually began to realize that it was a more dangerous situation.
Police say the suspect was found in a nearby apartment complex. He was escorted out by a SWAT team and arrested. Forest Ridge Drive between Eldon Dodson and Bedford Road is closed today and will stay closed until it's deemed safe by an engineer. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An Arlington family says they are living in fear after their home was again targeted by shooters. They say it's happened at least four times in recent weeks. No one's been hurt, but the family has no idea why they're being targeted. Homeowner Mohammed Sabini has security video of a recent attack showing two men dressed in dark clothing, each firing guns at his house in southeast Arlington, leaving bullet holes in his windows and brickwork and in his car. The most recent attack was Monday night. Arlington police say the shootings are unusual and they are determined to find those responsible. A Dallas man who led police on a deadly chase 2 years ago is going to prison. KRLD's LP Phillips with more on a plea deal.
28-year-old Benjamin Chavez was wanted for armed robbery and not about to be pulled over by Dallas police in March of 2019. Instead, he took off and led police on a chase that involved squad cars on the ground and a helicopter in the sky. The chase ended at Buckner and Bruton when Chavez slammed into a car driven by 65-year-old Wayne Towns of Kauffman. The retired truck driver was simply passing through the area when Chavez ended his life. Today, Chavez pleaded guilty to charges connected to the accident and got a 35-year prison term. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Local health experts say younger patients may be responsible for a recent uptick in coronavirus cases.
What I've been hearing is the average age of the people that we're treating continues to decline in the hospitals, and some of those are younger people, some even adolescents. Now, you would expect some of that because the older people got vaccinated first, but these variants do seem to be affecting younger people as well.
That's DFW Hospital Council President and CEO Stephen Love. You can hear the complete interview at krld.com. The COVID vaccination clinic at Esports Stadium in Arlington is moving. It will reopen on Sunday at AT&T Stadium. It previously had been at that location and at Globe Life Field, but was moved temporarily to the Esports Stadium because of events at the other facilities. Starting April 11th, the clinic will be at AT&T Stadium from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. During the pandemic, many Americans have decided to pick up and move, and North Texas is a popular destination. A survey from Zillow says 11% of Americans have moved during the pandemic. Dallas-Fort Worth, a top destination. Zillow's first ever mover report shows North Texas and Austin are in the top five, along with Phoenix, Charlotte, and Sarasota, Florida. Irving begins an $8 million renovation of one of its most well-known destinations. KRLD's Alan Skaya talked with the mayor of Irving.
William Square Plaza in Las Colinas was built more than 30 years ago and includes sculptures of nine Mustangs galloping through water.
The community's embraced the Mustangs, and more anything to do with Irving deals with the Mustangs.
Irving Mayor Rick Stopher says the city was looking at how to change the plaza to attract a new generation. He says the Mustangs themselves needed maintenance, so the city and the owners of the buildings surrounding the plaza are working together to add more trees, outdoor seating, and spaces for large events like the Irving Symphony or fireworks.
It was a combination of maintenance. It was a combination of making the plaza softer and a combination of engaging the residents to make sure we had something that everyone could be happy about.
Stopher says the city and architects talked with the artist who designed the Mustangs, and he even contributed drawings on how to redevelop the plaza. Construction will take about a year. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Officials at Cook Children's Medical Center urging parents to communicate with their kids as the number of children and teenagers suffering from anxiety, stress, and depression is skyrocketing. More from KRLD's Kristen Diaz.
This past month in March, 43 adolescent suicidal patients were administered to Cook Children's Hospital. The record-breaking number is one that has been mounting month after month over the past year.
I have colleagues who've been here for 20 years and say they've never seen it this bad.
Psychiatrist Dr. Kristen Perch says kids as young as 8 years old have been seen with extreme cases of stress, anxiety, and depression who have tried to take their own lives.
It's been a nationwide trend that hospitals have been covering since the fall. With increasing numbers.
The hospital's launched a new awareness campaign called Joy in hopes to connect resources for parents and kids and to ensure them that there is hope and ways to handle stress.
And it stands for J, which is just breathe. O is for open up. And Y is for you matter.
Dr. Perch says seeing the signs early are crucial and that the best thing a parent can do is just listen to their kids. Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Each weekday, we ask the experts what you'd like to know. If you have a question or a topic suggestion, just email it to questions@krld.com. Then catch the answer at 4:40 weekdays on the KRLD Afternoon News. In sports, the Rangers are off today. The Stars play in Chicago tonight at 7, and round one continues at the Masters. Jordan Spieth set to go off in the final group of the day at 1 p.m. our time.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.